We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder here in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
Now, part of the fun of doing the News Vault podcast series has been the detective work that goes along with it. Often we've come across old audio tapes, either reel-to-reel tapes or cassette tapes, sometimes DAT, digital audio tapes, that were, well, shall we say, lightly documented in terms of the information on them to tell us what the project was, when it was broadcast, and who did the work. This is one that's a little like that. We know who the reporter is. We don't know exactly when this piece aired on KCBS. It was part of a series called Magazine that ran in the mid-1970s. The reporter is Mike Beeson, who was a KCBS journalist between 1970 and 1980. This is not a breaking news story of any kind, but at the time this piece was broadcast, the subject was very much in the news. It was the Siddha Yoga Ashram in Oakland, where the spiritual leader Swami Muktananda had come. And ashram had been established in the rundown Stanford Hotel as Swami Muktananda's first permanent center outside India. It was something that attracted a lot of attention in the mid-1970s. And again, we wish we knew exactly when this piece had been broadcast. We're estimating it as sometime in the mid to late 1970s. A bit more about Mike Beeson, who spent 10 years at KCBS and then moved on to become a journalist, both broadcast and print, in Mendocino County, before eventually moving to Southern Oregon, where he became an accomplished artist, noted for his wildlife and landscape work, oil and acrylic paintings. Some of them are really quite beautiful. Mike Beeson on the KCBS Radio Magazine series from the 1970s.
Each morning in Oakland, a group of people gathers to begin the day with song and meditation. The meeting place was once a run-down flophouse hotel in a heavily trafficked, high-crime area of the city. But now the building has been transformed into an ashram, a place of meditation and learning for the followers of Swami Muktananda, a spiritual teacher revered in India as a living saint. Such ashrams have sprung up in 52 countries around the world, and the estimate of the number of followers of Muktananda in this country range up to 200,000. He's been called the guru's guru and the favorite spiritual master of the new consciousness movement. What is it about this 70-year-old man that is so powerfully attractive? What is it that he teaches that has led so many to come to call him Baba or Father? The Oakland ashram is certainly no collection of burned-out hippies looking for another high. The people in this group are well-dressed, the age range is wide, and there are many professional people in the mix, teachers, doctors, and lawyers. Last week, I went to Oakland to meet Muktananda, who's been visiting the ashram for several weeks. In 1 minute, we'll share some of that conversation. Swami Muktananda is 70 years of age and spiritual teacher or guru to hundreds of thousands of people around the world. He's considered by his followers to be a living saint, a fully realized being who helps others find their way to enlightenment. Muktananda is in the midst of a 2-year tour of the United States and is currently visiting the Oakland Ashram, one of several centers for the followers of Siddha Yoga in this country. Last week we met with Muktananda to talk about his work. Since Muktananda doesn't speak English, you'll hear his answers through an interpreter. I asked him first of all to summarize what it is that he teaches.
I teach people saying that they should know their own self. They should perceive their own self. They should seek their own self. It's not that my philosophy or my yoga follows a particular scripture, particular philosophy, or particular religion. However, it comprises all religions and all philosophies too. Before you learn anything else, know your own self. What is inside you? Who are you? Find out that first.
Muktananda says that self-knowledge is man's most important search, but one that's often pushed aside. The only obstacles to the attainment of a spiritual life are those we create.
There's nothing which keeps us from knowing our own self. It's just that we never try to know our own self. We never even make an attempt to know our own self. We have developed this behavior. We have become accustomed to knowing only others. We never even try to know our own self.
Muktananda's own search for complete self-realization was a long one. Born to a wealthy family, he began his quest at age 15, traveling India in search of a teacher. 24 years later, Muktananda found the guru he sought. And 9 years after that, in 1956, he achieved his goal of self-realization, a state of bliss and total freedom which he describes as an experience of being at one with that consciousness which is all-pervasive and eternal. Since he teaches that this awareness is really internal and available to each of us, I asked him why anyone needs a teacher to experience what Muktananda calls supreme reality.
Now can you tell me what you have found out in your life without receiving others' help? So when you have to discover your own self, why don't you need others' help? Look at your own life. You learn everything from others, only then you become smart. If you were to learn something on your own without the help of any guru, I would say, wow, that's wonderful. Then I'll really thank you, because then I can tell others that they don't need anybody else's help. They can do everything on their own. I can direct them to you, saying that, look at him, he learned everything on his own.
While a guru or a teacher can show you the path, says Muktananda, he does not dictate the vision.
If you go to an optician, eye doctor, then he doesn't give you the prescription of his glasses. He gives you the right glasses so that you can see through very well.
Many people are mistrustful of leaders, particularly those who offer different ways of looking at the world. Muktananda acknowledges that there are false prophets who have, as he puts it, drowned people in many ways.
Some professors and some radio people, some TV people, some newspaper reporters have drowned people. If among all these people, if the gurus also drowned people, what's the big deal?
The guru suggests that those who search for a spiritual guide do some thoughtful checking of those who offer their services.
Now, who made this guru a guru?
Wo guru tha hi nahi usko guru banane wala.
Now, the one who made him a guru, was he a guru?
Yadi wo guru the, to wo guru se kitna log thara aur kitna log buda.
If he were a guru, then how many people went across and how many people drowned?
Unka parampara kidhar se?
From where does the lineage start?
Unko kabhi se manyat hai? Kon ka manyat hai?
Since when did he become a guru? Now, who believed him as a guru? Now, who made him a guru? First, you have to check out if the guru is pure or not.
Wo nirveshan hai kya?
Is he free from addiction?
Wo nirapeksh hai kya?
Is he free from expectation?
Usme shuddhata aur pavitrata hai kya?
Is he pure and clean?
Muktananda is a joyous, optimistic man, and he says that he sees great hope for the future as he travels the world.
The younger generation has this new understanding, and it leads to spiritual life in the same way. If in the political world such people were to be there, then it would be so wonderful. This very world would become heaven.
Muktananda says he is always telling people to meditate on themselves, to honor and understand themselves, because the supreme truth lies within you as you. and to see God in other people is the highest worship, the highest awareness. If you experience the world as God, says Muktananda, there is happiness even in the midst of unhappiness. The Oakland Ashram at 1107 Stanford Avenue receives those interested in learning about Siddha Yoga weeknights from 5 to 7:30. Muktananda will be on hand through the end of this month. This is Mike Beeson.
Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.